Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpman. It's time for Food for Mood. Judy is the author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Happy Thanksgiving to Dr. Werpman.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to both of you. I think this holiday will go down as perhaps one of the strangest ones during peacetime, certainly. And I think we're all just praying to get through it and take what good we can out of what, for many, will be a very lonely holiday, or certainly one that won't resemble anything special, but really just one more dinner at home with the people with whom you've been eating dinner at home since the beginning of March. But, you know, I was thinking about this. You know, I noticed that the supermarket, which I don't try to go to very often, even though it was absolutely jam-packed with the kinds of foods you expect to buy for Thanksgiving, you know, all the things that you don't see the rest of the year, like cans of pumpkin or canned cranberry jelly or gravy in a jar, the foods that you, or mincemeat, for example, in a jar, foods that you never even think about eating for most of the year are there on the shelves. But people really were not buying enormous amounts. I mean, their shopping carts were not filled to overflowing. And I didn't have the impression, especially in talking to friends, that anybody was doing anything more special than eating by themselves with the people they normally eat with. And maybe if they were fortunate enough to have what, you know, you would call a bubble of protection, inviting somebody over with whom they felt quite safe. But, you know, and people, I guess, are feeling rather disappointed that this very special day, you know, is going to be celebrated this way. But I was thinking about the benefits of having a small Thanksgiving that may not be apparent initially, but really I think might be worth considering when we go forward to another year when we hope we can celebrate it, quote, normally or traditionally. And that is that I, you know, first of all, if you're not making a big turkey, you don't have this worry about how am I going to make this big turkey? And, you know, in the years past, there was a hotline you could call, and people were giving all sorts of advice. And you don't have to worry about dropping the turkey or, you know, hurting your back lifting that turkey out of the oven. Okay, so that's an obvious plus.
Well, also, that hotline is still there.
Pardon?
That hotline is working.
It is still working well, but I wonder if many people, as usual, especially if they're cooking a chicken for Thanksgiving, are using it. But the other thing is, in the past, when I remember doing weight loss counseling for people starting around the end of October, beginning of November, my clients would say to me, you know, I really dread going home for Thanksgiving or going to a relative's home for Thanksgiving or going to a home of people who I haven't seen for several months. If they had gained weight since the previous holiday, they knew they would be somehow called to justify it or criticize for not doing something about it. There's always one relative who will say, you know, what's on his or her mind without any kind of filter and embarrass the recipient of that remark, oftentimes my client. And especially if the weight had been gained not because the person just decided to spend the previous summer, you know, eating cookies and not exercising, but because he or she had been on antidepressants or other medications that caused an almost impossible to stop weight gain, then, you know, my clients would say to me, now, what am I supposed to do? You know, the 20 people at the dining room table, and I'm supposed to announce that I've been on, you know, Zoloft or Prozac or Celexa or name one of the antidepressants, Paxil, that was causing the weight gain. Am I supposed to tell everybody that I've been clinically depressed or anxious or obsessive compulsive disorder, et cetera? Panic attacks. You know, I'm really not going to say that in front of all my relatives. And yet that was why I gained the weight. So, you know, that is one thing that actually is eliminated if you don't have to be in a household, in a celebration, as it were, with a lot of people who really are not particularly looking out for your interests at that moment. And the other thing is, you know, we always hear about around the time of the holidays, how people become depressed because they are by themselves. You know, we see the Norman Rockwell Saturday Evening Post cover of the extended family sitting around this beautifully decorated table and, you know, the big turkey being brought out and everybody sort of looking at it and you're thinking, oh, what a wonderful family, but it's not mine. And by the way, I'm going to be by myself because I don't have a partner at the moment. My children are scattered all over the states or wherever. Nobody really has invited me for dinner, and the day is a very long one, broken up only by the possibility, not this year, you know, of perhaps going to the movies in the afternoon. And because this year there are so many people who are isolated, I remember talking to somebody in my local dog park, you know, a single woman, very successful professional, who said to me, you know, I was invited to the home of, I don't know, an aunt or something, about an hour's drive from here, but they're going to be relatives who I haven't seen for a year, and I don't want to go because I'm scared to go, and I think it's safer for me to sit home, you know, order a turkey sandwich, and watch something on television. And so she was prepared to be by herself, as so many people are. And so this year, being by yourself doesn't sound like you have lost out on your ability to establish and maintain social relationships, but that you're simply being sensible and that you're not exposing yourself to the possibility of getting COVID-19. So that also takes the burden of feeling, you know, socially alien off your shoulders, because now you're like everybody else. And finally, you know, not having this gigantic Thanksgiving meal means that maybe you won't end up on Friday, Black Friday. Always think of Black Friday as the day you get on the scale and you think, oh, my God, I just gained 3 pounds from yesterday. To me, that was always been the definition of Black Friday, a day of sorrow on the scale. And maybe if you are eating a small meal, even if you're eating it with other people who are you're always eating with, you're not having the choice of 3 pies and 16 different side dishes and the candy and the nuts and, you know, even a lot of the wine that are all going to add a lot of, you know, certainly some pounds if you eat excessively. That's all to be avoided this year. You know, maybe it will really be a healthier Thanksgiving for many of us. Not that anybody would have wanted this to happen, but, you know, I think that there are some positives to be taken away that I hope will continue in years in the future, so that we tend to have a more sensible, not excessive Thanksgiving, and perhaps just concentrate on really what's important, and that is looking for something for which we are thankful.
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving, Dr.
You too, and I hope everything works out with your with your computers. Bye-bye, then. Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
And Judy joins us every Thursday morning here on Robin Hood Radio.